You have probably noticed it. Maybe you filed an instrument flight rules flight plan recently and got a ground delay you weren't expecting. Maybe you heard your center frequency sounding a little thin. Maybe you've been following the controller shortage story for a few years now, waiting to see when the pipeline actually catches up. Here's a small but telling sign that it might be happening. I'm Tower and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now let's talk about a procurement notice that would have slipped past most people completely. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has announced it intends to award a sole source contract for student transportation services at its training academy in Oklahoma City. The language they used is worth paying attention to. They called it critical to controller training operations. Let's unpack what that actually means. The FAA Academy sits inside the Mike Monroney Aeronautical Center in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. That's where virtually every air traffic controller in this country starts their career. Before someone sits down at a radar scope and starts separating real aircraft with real passengers, they go through Oklahoma City. The academy covers everything from basic theory to radar simulation, and the students who go through there come from all over the country. Getting those students from their housing or their hotels to the training facility every single day might sound like a minor logistical detail, but when you're running a high-volume training operation, minor logistical failures compound fast. Miss a bus, miss a class, miss enough classes, delay a graduation date, delay enough graduation dates, and you are pushing back the moment when a new controller can be certified and placed at a facility that desperately needs them. The FAA calling this transportation contract critical is essentially an acknowledgement that the volume of students moving through Oklahoma City right now is high enough that this shuttle operation is load-bearing infrastructure, and that is actually good news, even if it doesn't sound like it. Here's what you need to know about where the controller shortage stands as of right now. The FAA has been under pressure for years from Congress, from pilot organizations, from airlines, and from the general aviation community to accelerate hiring. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association, which represents the controller workforce, has been sounding the alarm for a long time. The agency has been running well below its target staffing levels at facilities across the country, and that shortage has real operational consequences. When a facility is short-staffed, controllers work more overtime. Overtime leads to fatigue. Fatigue is a safety risk the industry takes seriously. Beyond safety, understaffed facilities reduce traffic capacity. That means more miles in trail, more ground stops, more delays cascading through the system. The FAA has responded by ramping up hiring significantly over the last couple of years. But here's where people sometimes misunderstand the timeline. Hiring a controller is not like hiring someone for most other jobs. You cannot walk someone in off the street on Monday and have them controlling traffic by Friday. Not even close. The training pipeline for a controller is measured in years, not weeks. A new hire goes to Oklahoma City first. Academy training alone can take several months depending on the specialty. Then they go to their assigned facility where they go through additional on-the-job training under the supervision of certified professional controllers. Each position at each facility has to be separately certified. A controller certified to work ground control at a small regional airport is not automatically certified to work final approach at a major terminal radar control facility. The full journey from new hire to fully certified, unrestricted controller at a busy facility can easily take 2 to 4 years or more. Some of the more complex facilities take even longer, which means the hiring surge the FAA has been pushing for the last few years is only now beginning to show up in the form of students in Oklahoma City. The pipeline is filling, the academy is busier, and a busier academy apparently needs a more robust transportation contract to keep things moving. The sole source nature of this contract is worth a moment of attention as well. In federal procurement, a sole source award means the agency is bypassing the standard competitive bidding process and going directly to a single contractor. The FAA has to justify that to the government accountability side of the house, and the justification they've offered is essentially that the need is specific enough and the timeline urgent enough that competitive solicitation isn't practical. Sole source awards get scrutiny, and appropriately so. But they are also a legitimate tool when speed and specificity matter. If you have a very particular operational need and a vendor who already understands your facility, your routes, your schedules, and your security requirements, starting over with a new bidding process takes time you might not have. The FAA is apparently in that position right now. For the people listening who fly in and out of facilities that have been chronically short-staffed, the message here is one of cautious optimism. The agency is investing in the logistics of getting more controllers trained faster. The bottleneck has not disappeared. You will still encounter ground delays. You will still hear fatigue-induced frequency congestion. The shortage does not resolve overnight, but transportation contracts get signed before students arrive. The fact that this contract is being awarded now suggests the student flow into Oklahoma City is expected to remain high. That means the hiring numbers the FAA has been reporting are translating into actual bodies in classrooms, which is the first step toward actual controllers on frequency. There's a broader conversation worth having about whether the FAA's approach to controller training itself needs modernization. The academy model, the sequential certification process, the requirement that certified professional controllers supervise every step of on-the-job training at every facility, all of that adds up to a system that is structurally slow to scale. Some people in the industry argue that simulation technology has advanced far enough that certain parts of the pipeline could be compressed or done remotely. Others argue that nothing replaces the experience of a trainee sitting next to a working controller at a live radar position. That debate is ongoing. What's not debated is that right now, the physical logistics of moving students through Oklahoma City matter, and the FAA is treating those logistics as a critical operational concern. For what it's worth, the controller workforce itself tends to agree on one thing. The people coming out of the academy today are walking into facilities that have been stretched thin for a long time. The experienced controllers who mentor them are tired in ways that don't show up in any personnel report. Getting more people through the pipeline faster is not just a staffing metric. It is a relief valve for a workforce that has been asked to do a lot with not enough. This story comes from AVWeb, which covers it with the level of detail it deserves. More background on the broader controller staffing picture is available at faa.gov. You can find us as well at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay ahead of the airplane and stay ahead of the weather. We'll be back with more AT soon.